I told you this right before the show, so I'm not going to go, hey, Rich, did you see, because you know this already.
I do.
Our ex-co-host has made Deadspin.
Yeah.
Ted Johnson.
Yep.
As I'm just sitting here minding my own business, looking at my TweetDeck timeline feed, and boom, there's Teddy's face.
You know what?
At a Super Bowl media day.
And I wasn't aware of it, and the reason you told me that he's featured there, I think, is legit. I really do. I think Ted's got a point here.
Well, here's how Ted made Deadspin, and what's interesting, Ted is back on the air, for those who don't know, up in Boston with 98.5 The Sports Hub. He's filling in on weekends and when hosts are out on vacation. Did a lot of work over the holidays. So good for Ted. I texted with him a few times while he was on the air. I listened in. He sounds great. But as we all know, Ted is not short on opinions, and he's not afraid to. He doesn't dance around any of his opinions.
Right.
And he's always been kind of strong on his opinions about Tom Brady and Brady's contentions about the brain. I think Ted was personally offended when Brady was selling that concussion water back in the day.
Totally.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
And let's face it, that was a form of snake oil.
Yes. So apparently in an interview that Jim Gray did last month, Brady was discussing how he's managed to play quarterback at a high level into his 40s. And along the way, Brady told Gray that he's gotten very good at sensing when a hit is coming because his, quote, brain is wired for contact. That didn't sit well with Ted Johnson, who told Felger and Maz yesterday. Felger and Maz is one of the drive time shows. I think it's the morning show on 98.5. I'm not totally certain. He said, I'll be honest, and I love Tom, but it made me throw up in my mouth a little bit. It was very irresponsible for Tom to talk like that. My brain's wired for contact. He continued and said, so Kevin Turner's wasn't, Junior Seau's wasn't, Justin Strelsik's wasn't, Andre Waters' brain wasn't wired for contact, but yours is. It was very insensitive, and I thought irresponsible to talk like that.
I couldn't agree more. I really couldn't. And you put it in the proper context, because that water,
yeah,
and it was an Alex Guerrero thing,
it was, yeah, sure was.
They were claiming,
Brady's personal trainer, for those
that,
who don't know,
that this was a product that essentially was a miracle product.
Right.
I totally get it. And you know what? It's comments like this. And Ted has a history in New England, not only as a championship player, but also someone who doesn't always toe the company line.
Right.
And comments like this are very valid, and are a reason why I think Ted's voice will continue to be in demand in the Boston area media.
Yeah. It's interesting because, you know, Ted has worked his way back into the graces of the Patriots over the last few years. He's been invited back to some things, anniversary celebrations of the Super Bowl champions. I completely respect Ted's honesty when it comes to stuff like this, because his front of mind is not making sure he's in good with the Crafts or in good with the Patriots. Ted's front of mind is his own experience through brain trauma and things like that. And there are plenty of former Patriots who do toe the company line,
yes,
and who do say things that are Patriot friendly so that they still get those great tickets to Gillette Stadium and they get all the access that they want. Ted will not be like that, and this will be a fascinating thing to watch from a distance unfold.
Yeah.
Because when Ted fell out of the graces with the Crafts and the Patriots back in 2007 when he did the New York Times interview.
Right.
This was a much more ignorant society.
There's no doubt.
Football society when it came to head trauma. In Ted's time since he came back here in 2011, and as I think most people know, he went back to Boston last summer, right after we got back from West Virginia,
yep,
is when he went back to Boston. It's a different world now in 2019 now, but then 2018,
completely,
than it was in 2007.
Different.
So I think there's a chance Ted starts talking about stuff like this. Now, in Brady's defense, we haven't heard the context of brain wired for contact, but just the way it reads, it is something where I could see where someone like Ted would be, and a lot of people would be sensitive about something like that. But it'll be very interesting to see, Ted, in some ways with these comments, kind of taking on what's been City Hall up,
yep,
in New England, right?
Absolutely.
Belichick and Brady.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm proud of Ted for continuing to stay true to his beliefs about this stuff and not just go along when it comes to this conversation.
Right.
He's never been that kind of guy. And Ted has always been very relatable, I feel, also, to Joe Sixpack and the average sports fan. Because Ted, like all of us,
yeah,
is a flawed human being. with issues he has to deal with and problems in his life like the rest of us. But Ted has been extremely open on the air about the problems he's had in his life, including some with substance abuse. And I just have a ton of respect for the guy, not only because he speaks the truth on this issue you brought up, but because he pretty much lays bare his soul when he goes on the air and has no problem doing that. And I'm pretty sure after getting to know him for a few years that a big motivation for him in sharing his story is that maybe it'll help somebody out there that's going through something similar. So kudos to Ted today.
Yeah. I'm interested how it's going for Ted locally up in Boston
today.
I'm very interested in that. In fact, I'll text him and see what he says. But it was good to hear him back on the air, and obviously he is not mincing words back on the air on
good. I'm on glad to hear that.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub. Not that he ever minced words here in Houston, for sure.
That's for sure.
Yep. All right.